Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Ronald.
Afternoon.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Now, you know, for generations, the blank page has been the ultimate test of a student's mind, where messy thoughts become structured arguments, where original ideas are born through the friction of hard work. But today, with the rise of generative AI, students now always have an always-on collaborator that can outline an essay, debug a line of code, or explain quantum physics in the time it takes to blink. Nearly 86% of students have already integrated these tools into their studies. Now, the question remains, though, it is not just about cheating anymore. It's about the very nature of learning. Are we providing students with a powerful bicycle of the mind, or are we accidentally weakening the cognitive muscles required for critical thought? Now, Mr. Nyamukwa, we used to worry that calculators would kill basic math skills. Is generative AI doing the same for the blank page?
All right. Thank you for that. And it really is an interesting topic to deal with. So it depends with how we look at it. All right. I saw a study that actually says that I think it was someone who was comparing between 20 years ago and now, and he's saying we now have a set of the dumbest children ever, even with with the vast amount of technologies and the abilities to learn that we have. However, I would want to remove the focus on generative AI, because generative AI doesn't necessarily kill a blank page. What it does, it removes the fear of it, you know, and both can be helpful and dangerous at the same time. So, because the blank page has always been uncomfortable, and that discomfort forces you to think deeply. You know, when you're in a state of, you know, you don't know what's happening, you tend to start think deeply, you're searching yourself, and and that process of searching deeply is where ideas are formed from nothing, right? And this is how babies naturally are learning. This is why they were two babies naturally have environments in schools to learn, to go and explore. You meet, you see an object, you play around with it, you come back inquisitive and you ask, what's this, right? And then it sparks that willingness to learn. So when AI fills the page instantly, right, that's when you short circuit that struggle. But at the same time, tools have always evolved. You find things like calculators didn't really kill math in the past. They shifted the focus from calculation to problem solving, because at the end of the day, the calculator should be a tool to problem solve problems. Same thing with AI. It's not necessarily there to kill your ability to probably write an essay. But it should be there to shift the value from producing words to producing insights. So in the near future, most valuable skill won't be writing fast or producing. It's thinking clearly enough to guide your AI. Yeah. So the danger is not necessarily the AI itself. The danger is using AI before you've had time to actually think through your problems on your own. Then you can go to AI and say, okay, so I've got this, that, and here's what I'm thinking of. Can you help me sharpen my ideas? I mean, drafting an email, drafting an essay, then you ask it to proofread, to remove errors. There's no problem with that, as long as the idea is original.
Now, a common student defense is that AI keeps them from getting stuck for too long. Is there a hidden educational value in staying stuck that we're losing?
Yeah, well, I mean, being stuck is not a failure. It's actually where, again, the thinking begins, right? When you're stuck, your brain is forced to wrestle with ideas, right? You question assumptions, you explore possibilities, you form mental connections, right? And that is important for your brain to grow. This is why grade one, you move from one from 1 minus 2, it can't, to 1 minus 2 becomes what? -1, and -1 minus 2 becomes -3. I hope I got the math correct, but you're constantly exposed to different scenarios and more complicated situations, and that's how the brain grows. So the struggle strengthens, that struggle strengthens your cognitive independence. And if AI removes that struggle too early, that's where the danger is. Students may become dependent on external thinking instead of building internal thinking, right? But AI can be helpful after the struggle. It should be used like a coach, not a substitute, right? So the key distinction is the timing. If AI comes before the thinking, it replaces the thinking. If AI comes after the thinking, it strengthens the thinking. The danger isn't that students use AI, it's that they stop developing their ability to think without it. So even in the classroom, even in the learning, it must be used as a tool for maybe research, but the final assignment, to do the assignments, should be done by the student. And yeah, that's where it would perfectly fit.
Now, at what specific point does using an AI for inspiration cross the ethical line into outsourcing the thinking?
Okay, I guess the line is crossed when AI stops being a tool and becomes a source of ideas. So let's remember these are models, these are agents that have been developed by someone else, right? So whatever ideas that are in there, they've been fed by someone else, right? And based on someone else's understanding of life, right? So if you use AI to clarify thoughts, then that's assistance. To challenge your thinking, that is growth. If you are using it to help you structure your ideas, that's actually collaboration. It's the same thing as going back to your teacher and asking, you're stuck somewhere within your equations. Where did I go wrong? But if you use it to generate your opinions, generate your arguments, you know, to generate your conclusions, then look, you're no longer thinking, you're now selecting, you know. So original thinking requires ownership of intellectual process, not just the ownership of the final words, right? People must be able to explain their ideas without AI. If you can't, then the thinking wasn't yours, you know. True. That's where the process, the thought, the statement, you can steal the idea, but you can still not implement it as good as the founder.
Beautiful one. Now, if a student uses AI to research a topic, can we protect their original perspective from being steered by the inherent biases of the AI's training data?
Well, yeah, I mean, it means you have to be intentionally and consciously, you have to remain independent in your thinking. You know, AI is trained on human existing knowledge, like I mentioned earlier, and it reflects the dominant perspectives, popular opinions, historical biases. It tends to produce what is statistically common, not what is personally original, right? So to protect originality, students just have to do the reverse order. Instead of asking what the AI thinks about this, they should first ask, what do I think? You know, you should first ask yourself, you know, you have been given, you're thinking about a research topic, at school and you need ideas on it, then you need to also first think about the problems and the you're trying to solve in your community, right? Then use AI to compile, to compare and refine or challenge, but not necessarily that it's replacing. Because remember, the problems that people are going they are facing on a day to day in their respective areas are very unique. They are very different. Two people, neighbors, but different challenges. So it should expand your thinking.
It should expand our thinking. Indeed, I 100% agree with that. Now, in 5 years, will our definition of original thought still involve the solo creation of a text?
Probably not. But original thoughts will still exist. It may just look different. I mean, original thoughts may mean created without tools, but it may not mean that, but it may mean guided by human intention. You know, because remember, these tools are there to actually help us research and expand. Just like photographers use cameras and musicians use instruments, thinkers will probably use AI, but the original idea will come from, right? So what should be original is the questions that you are asking, maybe the direction you are choosing, the judgments, and what you're meaning to extract from whatever idea based on what you see, right? So while it can generate content for you, it may not generate the lived experience or the personal values or the human elements. Anything that's human element remains original.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now, I want us to perhaps conclude by you giving us your final thoughts on this discussion.
All right. You know, I think people are worried about it, but I guess it's just ignorance about what exactly AI is. I mean, I think the when computers actually came in, people were worried that they were going to be replaced by computers. And AI has come, people still think they're going to be replaced by AI. You know, yes, fine, to a certain extent. But however, AI is not the is not the death of original thoughts, okay? It is the test of it, right? Because now, more than ever, originality is not about who can write, but it's about who can think. So even in any career, AI is bringing us back towards the things that humans do best. If you're a doctor, you're not spending time on the administrative task of filing patient records or data capturing. You're focusing on healing people, right? So the people who remain valuable won't be the ones who use AI the most. It will be the ones who still know how to think without it. It's an intentional action to still develop your brain, right? It's like hitting the gym. You know, constantly hitting the gym to lose weight versus just going for like a surgery that cuts out the flesh, the excess flesh. So both will achieve the same result, but the process of doing so, you'll find with exercise and all that, creates a stronger person. So if you're constantly exercising your brain, then you will be... you remain relevant even in the presence of systems and models that can help or can do better than us to some extent.
Yeah. Well, Ronald Nyakumwa, must thank you so much for coming through. And it's a very interesting topic. I mean, we could even go to, you know, if we had time, to PhD research and all of that, and see and explore the use of AI there. But hey, we're going to leave it there. We do not have but much time to explore that angle. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me, and have a good evening.
Thank you so much. Have a good one too.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.